Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to The Daily Practice, my friends. Happy Thursday. I hope you feel really good about yourself today and this week. We are spending tons of extra time practicing self-care, taking care of ourselves in different ways. And since it's Thursday today, we have our deepening practice of the week. I really want to dedicate today's practice to our bodies. This is a really important part of our well-being. We know, of course, we are not built of separate parts. We cannot separate our bodies from our minds, from our hearts, from our emotional well-being. All of this is connected. And the body, of course, is the vessel that carries us. And it's so important that we honor our body's specific needs every single day. And our body's needs are going to change all the time. There are certain things that our body is going to ask of us every day, and it's going to be pretty similar. Our body's going to want tons of hydration every single day. Your body's going to want nourishment in different forms every single day. Your body's going to want movement every single day, but that movement might look a little bit differently. That nourishment might look a little bit differently. So what I want to do today is really show up for our bodies by listening to what our body is telling us, by focusing on what our body needs today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, what is a self-care practice that you can do for your body? Okay. Today that really meets those needs. And go a little bit deeper than just kind of in your mind going for the first thing or that thing that you always do. Say you do the same thing all the time. Really check in. Is that practice in alignment with what your body is asking of you today? I'll give you an example. I usually, every single day, I roll out my yoga mat and I get on my yoga mat and I stretch and I move and I flow. And sometimes it's just 20, 30 minutes of something gentle. Sometimes it's more. But yesterday I stepped on the mat and I felt this immediate reluctance to practice, which sometimes happens. Sometimes we have to push through that reluctance to kind of get inspired and move. But I realized that I actually did not feel at all inspired to get on my mat because what I really wanted to do was be outside. The sun was shining. It was a beautiful day. And I thought, no, I'm going to switch this up today. And instead of practicing yoga, I'm going to go for a little power walk and just be outside. And I'm really glad that I was able to listen to my body in that moment because just an hour later, the sun was gone and it was overcast again. And I had completely lost that inspiration to be outside. So if we have the ability to really be intuitive around how we move and where and when we move, we want to listen to that and listen to that for a reason. So what is something that you can offer your body that you can really feel intuitively your body wants today? Are you craving outdoors time? Then switch things up and find a practice to move your body today that takes you outside. Are you feeling a little bit tired today? Like, did you have a bad night's sleep, not feeling so energized? Do you want to do something a little bit gentler, perhaps? Are you feeling burnt out and overwhelmed? Have you been through a lot of stress this week? Can you do something very grounding for your body that isn't just chilling on the couch all day, but can you find some movement that feels nourishing and supportive without pushing yourself too hard? Or is your body asking to be pushed today? Do you want more dynamic movement to really sweat, to really challenge yourself, to feel like you've overcome something and really did something big? Then find that kind of challenge and that kind of movement. Do a little check-in here now. What is your body asking of you today? And how can you move your body in a way that best aligns with your own needs? And then, of course, we're not just contemplating or thinking about this, but we're actually acting on it and doing it. And remember, you can always combine two things together. Sometimes I have that feeling of, oh, I really need to push myself a bit today. But then afterwards, I want to do something grounding and something gentle to settle again. So perhaps today you combine a really explosive form of movement with something gentle and soft followed by that. Take a moment to really adapt and design this practice just for you today. Take good care of your body. Enjoy moving wherever and however that happens. And I'll be back with another self-care practice tomorrow.